Okay, so here we are, I think the final shiur in Hilchos Orla here. So on the first page we have the Tur Beis Yosef, starting with Yud Tes. So the Tur recalls that Ilan Sha'akru Ruach Oshetafu Nar V'Holichu L'Makom Acher, that if you have a tree that was uprooted by the wind or the river dragged it away and took it someplace else, and it had some dirt around the roots as well. So v'hosif alav sham afar, and then v'nishra sham ba'aretz, and then there was some more dirt that was added, and it took root in the new land. So the question now is, all right, so what is that, what is the status of that? Is it considered to be new? Is that considered to be, does the clock start again with regards to Orla, or does it stay where it is? So Omdenoso Imhaya Yacho Lachios Ba'afar Harishon Shaba Imo Beloto Sefes Afar. So we figure out, would that dirt that it came along with, would that have been enough to sustain it? So therefore, if that's the case, if it would have been sustained with that original dirt, so then it's considered to be natua b'mukomo, it's considered to be as if it was planted in its place, and therefore it would be pater from Orla, but if not, it would be chayiv. Okay, so that's what the tour leaves us with. The tour says, well, if you have enough dirt around the roots such that the tree would be able to sustain itself for, well, we don't know for, that's the problem. So then it's considered to be as if it's in its original dirt, and everything is considered as is, and therefore you're not going to have to restart the clock. That is the statement that the Tur makes. So the Beis Yosef here on the bottom, and that's a Beferish Mishnah, as the Beis Yosef points out, right? This is a Mishnah of Parakama de Orla, this is a Mishnah of the first Parak of Orla. However, the Beis Yosef now has to address the big question is, well, what does it mean, Yachol Lahachayosa, that would be able to live? That's all the Mishnah tells us. Be able to live for how long? A day? A week? 2 weeks? A month? A year? Right? Nobody really knows what that is. So there is a tshuva of the Rashba that the Beis Yosef quotes, who tries to deal with this question. Now, the tshuva of the Rashba itself, he dug up, no pun intended, and put that also in the source sheet, a number page, probably 4 or 5, maybe 6. Right, it's a page that looks like that. Okay. Okay, so that is the actual tshuva of the Rashba from which the Beis Yosef is quoting. So here so the first paragraph he is explaining that he doesn't really know what it is, keeping in mind Sefik Orla B'chutz La'aretz, but he tries to answer the question. He says, tshuva al davar zeh nischabti kama yamim, zman sheyachu lachios kamahu, yagati v'lo matzasi. Right, I worked on it a lot of days. I think he's playing around here, right? The right, for how much the time would be, right? Yagati, and I worked hard, I wasn't able to find it. Umistabrali, so here's my best guess. He says, Dafilu yachol lachios yomenu ktsas yamim, even if it only needs to live for a few days, potra would be exempt. Dafilu ena yachol lachios shaloshanim kishne yimei orla, even if it wouldn't be able to last 3 years. Umina aminala, and how do I know this? I mean that it only needs a few days, not that dirt needs to be able to sustain it for 3 years. So I mean this not Beperek Hashoel, from a Mishnah in Hashoel. Where is Hashoel? Which Masechta is that? So Baba Metzia, right? So he digs up a Mishnah in Maseches Baba Metzia, the end of Baba Metzia, and he says which says as follows: Shatav Nahar Zesav V'Nasta L'Toch Sada Chaveru. Says, let's say you have an olive tree. Olive tree is valuable, and your olive tree gets knocked down or gets blown away and into the river, floats down the river, and lands in your friend's property, and somehow reconstitutes itself. So now you still have olives that are growing out of this tree that reconstituted itself someplace else. So now there's a machlokas, not necessarily about the Orla, but about how long, about who gets the fruit, I mean, who owns the tree? Does the tree belong to the original planter, right? It was his tree, it was just blown away. Or does it now belong to the owner of the land where the tree has landed? So, ze omer zese gadlo, ze omer artsi gadlo. So the tree owner says, my tree grew the fruit. And the landowner says, my land grew the fruit via your tree. So who gets to own those fruits when the dust settles? So Yachloku, so they divide it up. So the Gemara there has a back and forth, but the Gemara gives an okimta. The Gemara gives a pshat there, shenekru bigusheim. So the Gemara first says that it was uprooted with its dirt. Now, it's not exactly, I looked at the Gemara. The Gemara is not so clear that the Gemara analyzed that. The Gemara says, well, in the case where it was uprooted with its gush, when it was uprooted with the ground along with it. It doesn't necessarily mean that was the psak of the Gemara. But anyways, that's the Rashba's assumption, that the Gemara's example includes being moved with its dirt. V'chein kiyata raven amar v'hu shenekru bino shehen uvetoch shalosh shanim. Aval achar shalosh hakol bal hakarka. That and therefore Ravin, and the way the Gemara there says it is, that it was uprooted with its bigushehem, with its dirt, within 3 years. But if it was after 3 years, everybody would agree that it would be owned by the karka owner, right? V'ine nira de'enu yachul lachios ba'osim gushehem li'olam de'im kein zesa v'afrav gadla. He says, and therefore it must be that it's not that it was going to be able to live with that dirt forever. It had to take some semblance, some power from the new dirt that it was being laid into. If you look, kol shalosh enu yachol lachios deim isa toch shalosh mia lihavi kulhu lebal hazesim demaya hani le balakarka. He says, if that dirt that came along with it would have been able to sustain that tree, so then obviously suggests the Rashba, the fruit would have all gone to the original owner of the tree. The fact that there's a machlokas about it indicates that the ground would not have been able to sustain it for 3 years. That would be Shein Zurai Gemura, and the Rashba says this isn't a full proof. Sheish Lidchos Ksas, you could answer up for it. Kim Shiachol Leachios Stam Katani Velo Perish Mashma Lechora Kol Shiachol Leachios Ksas Yamim Kamar Vechitei Medahish Maisa Kachti Kali Kavoshik Asafti. Says that's what I think the pshat. That's what I think the best answer is, even though it's not so clear. And he says the reason is because it was already planted before, the Rashba continues, so it was already planted, and now it's new, so even though it was uprooted, it's not considered a new planting, and therefore you should be able to not have to start the clock again. So he adds it also at the end, Mishum Kach, right on the top of the next page, Mishum Kach, Nirali Lahalacha, the Bechutz La'aretz, at least, right, Inekru Begushehen V'yacholim Lachios Ksasi Menu Peturim, that if it was moved with its clump of dirt and it's able to live for a short amount of time, it's going to be putter from further Orla. That seems to be the Rashba's psak. However, he throws in at the end here, he says, however, there is a Tosefta in Orla. The whole Tosefta in Orla is one chapter, but Shaninu Davar Shemistopically, it gave me something which I paused, the Tanya Hasam, because the Tosefta, it says, Ketzad Yudea im Yachol Lachios im Lav. It says, how would you know if it would be able to live or not? He says, Chofer Guma Ba'aretz V'notoba. He says, dig a ditch in the ground, and plant it, put it in there. And that would be able to be some sort of test. Now, what exactly is he drawing from that? So it sounds like from that example that it is that he's demonstrating that it might need to live for longer. The fact that you're digging a ditch and leaving it in there and trying to see how long it goes for, it might be that you need 3 years in order to live it. But he concludes that that's not necessary. At least in Chutz La'aretz. Fine. So back to the Beis Yosef. So you see here the Beis Yosef quotes this Rashba, quotes up to the end, including the Tosefta, where he's not completely sure. But that is that seems to be the Beis Yosef's psak. So with that, you can head into the Shulchan Aruch itself. So Shulchan Aruch, page 3, I guess, in the thing. Sure. So Shulchan Aruch says Reish Tzadi Dalad Yud Tes, right? Ilan Sha'akru Ruach O Shatafu Nar. If you have a tree where the wind uprooted it or the river floated it down, and took it someplace else. And from the dirt that was surrounding the roots, sham afar, and he added in some dirt, and it took root there. If it would have been able to live with that first afar, shabayimo, below to sefas afar, without adding any extra dirt, achar. Right, so the Shulchan Aruch itself, which is a little bit odd, why the Shulchan Aruch would leave it out. The Shulchan Aruch already discovered the Rashba, but the Shulchan Aruch himself leaves out any type of date. The Shulchan Aruch still leaves out the date, even though the Rashba seemed to give a date. Well, I mean, give an amount of time. How much was the Rashba's time? I don't know, a short amount of time. The Rashba himself didn't really give that much time, but he said, you know, it'll be able to sustain itself for a little bit. Right, keep in mind as well that the Rashba seem to only be talking about in Chutzlar, it's not in Eretz Yisrael. So the Pisgei Tshuva here on the bottom, Yud Gimel, on the bottom of the page of Shulchan Aruch, says, Yachol Lachios, how long are we able to live? So Ayin B'Tshuvos, Perach Mate Aron. Simon 9. Hey, right, Shehala D'Bi'inon Sheyachol Lachios Shalosh Shanim Kishnei Orla. He says, 3 years? Nope. He says you need 3 years, at least Kishnei Orla, like the years of Orla. What does it mean, like the years of Orla? So I'm not really sure, but I assume he means Orla years. Right? We pointed out that you could get a whole year of Orla year in by planting it before Tu B'Av. As long as it's in the ground before a Shana, so that would count as an entire year, and then you would have the second year and the third year, and then you would go till Tu B'Shvat, right? So he says you need the full Orla years. And then he adds in Va'ayim Sefer Levushe Srat, Shakasa Shanisha Miish Echad, Shanata Lo Pardes, and he wants to ask the guy who planted a vineyard orchard, Imutu Lahavi Makum Acher Ilan Zakin, Im Gush Ha'afar Shesivivo Sav Ofen Shiyachol Lachios Mihagush, Lotosuba Pardes Shaloka De Lapoto Miorla. And he says that he was asked from a guy who owned the Pardes. Not he asked the Pardes guy. He was a Pardes owner asked him if he could move stuff around. Vahora, the Levush Yisrad, Paskin, L'Isser. He says, plus a Mishnah, and the Mishnah of Shulchan Aruch, Lo Amru Ela B'Diavet. He says, plus the case of the Mishnah is not a L'Chachila, I want to move things around. The case of the Mishnah is if a wind came and blew it someplace, so then we're going to count it. Right, but even that is only a. But he suggests it never talks about it in a l'chachila situation. It only talks about in a b'dievet situation. Well, that's a little bit hard to imagine, like what the big issue would be, because there's no isser necessarily in having orla, right? The isser is eating the orla. Right, so what exactly is like? Why would it make a difference whether it's l'chachil or b'dievet? L'chachil or b'dievet is an idea by mitzvos. Right, there's no isser in creating orla. But anyways, that's what he says. Right, so he says that it's usser. Right, we don't know how long you would have to wait, and the Perach Mata Aron also, you have 3 years, so therefore, the Levush Esrad is Machmir. He says, when we come back from Bedin HaMavur B'Shulchan Aruch, Ilan She'akru Ruach, O She'tafu Nar, Im Afar She'... But, with regards to the case of the Shulchan Aruch, with regards to the tree that was uprooted, and the dust, in limchus biyad hamatir, you wouldn't protest against somebody who's matir. Uvachi yasal pi baki betavai hay lanos fiyase bebechina hamufkar betosefetahu veis yosef lachfor guma velasim ilan besocho, etc. Right, he says they're not going to protest against anybody as long as they, as long as they ask their expert and they knew exactly what they were doing. You probably have the right to be makil, provided that the dart would be able to do it. But again, the Levush Yisrael is saying that's only a inyan b'dieved, not a din l'chachila, that you'd be allowed to move the tree. So that's all answer number one. He says, Achein, however, the Biskei Tshuva turns around and says, but really, we have the Kula, right? B'tshuvas Shivat Zion, Simon Mem Tes, Harich Bazeh, so the Shivat Zion speaks about this at length, right? And Okay, speaks about this at length and says, "V'hal d'dafka be'eretz Yisrael be'in a shi'achol lachios gimel shan." He says, no, that's only in Eretz Yisrael that you would have to wait 3 years. V'hal b'chutz l'aretz dai im yachol lachios k'sas yamim. B'chutz l'aretz, you could say that you need to only survive a short amount of year of days. V'chasav od d'mashakasav b'tur v'shulchan aruch odim osoim yachol lachios d'mash b'shatzarech omeid hadas mi b'kiyim. He says this idea that you need to omeidota, that you need to sort of guess, you need to sort of make an assessment as to how long it would be. He says that means that only means that you need to omeid. You have to get an expert opinion if imhaya bo afar, if there's enough dirt in order for it to live. He says that's only this idea that you need to ask an expert. That's only in Eretz Yisrael. Because in Eretz Yisrael, you have to go suffik l'chumra. But in Chutz La'aretz, the sveiko mutter. In Chutz La'aretz, you have the right to be right suffik oral. In Chutz La'aretz is mutter. Afilu besuffik sheyoser notel iser. Even if you have a suffik which would lean towards iser, vischazik isura kaimel ad mutter. We still hold its mutter in Chutz La'aretz, as we explained earlier. That therefore it's a afilu besuffik shu chisaron yedia. Even if it's a suffik chisaron yedia, the kaimel. Even if it's a suffik where we don't know the facts. Still, nevertheless, we'd be able to be makel on that. The lo havi suffik right near the mutter b'chutz la'aretz ayin sham shaharich harbei bazeh. That we're explaining this at length. Okay, so that is. So we have a machlokas in the Piskei Tshuva, the levushei srad and the perach mata aron versus the tshuvas shiva tzion. At least with regards to chutz la'aretz, the tshuvas shiva tzion. Although it's interesting, that is an interesting name for a sefer. I'm not sure. Didn't look up who wrote the tshuvas tzion. I didn't look up who wrote the Tshuva Tzion, but either way, what's it called? But he is assumes to be Mekel. Fine. So how do we paskin with regards to this din? So interestingly enough, this was actually a Shaila. This is actually a Tshuva asked to Rav Moshe. And I had to look at the date a few times. The date is actually while he was still the Rav in Luban. So this is in the, I guess the next page, page 5 or 6 in the source sheet. So it's Yeridei Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Pei Hei. It's from Tuf Reish Tzadi Dalid. So what are we, where, that means 90 years ago or so, 89 years ago. And he's responding to somebody else in Europe. So I wonder, it seems like it was Lamaisa, at least to this other person. How does he pass with regards to this din? Right, how long does he need to wait? So Rav Moshe here in his sort of final paragraph, he says, V'nimtza ledina, shim amdu she'ein yachol lachios shaloshanim af rak l'ki me'ilan levad. He says that, that it wouldn't be, even if you assess that it wouldn't be able to survive 3 years, you would just be able to sustain the tree without any of the fruits. Afim yachpuru guma bekarka v'yachsuhu savur v'kisu ibor k'deshi yishmur lachluchis hagushin chayev b'orla mizman shelo haya yachol lachius. You'd only be chayev orla from the time where you wouldn't be able to live. Af shekfar hushrish b'karka ba'od shehaya yachol lachios gam yagushin v'zes aser af chozor yifnei shehu vaday orla v'lo safik. But v'im amdu shehaya yachol lachios l'kayim ha'ilan, if you assess that you would be able to live in order to sustain the tree, b'ofen kazen this way, even though it won't be able to grow peros in the interim, you're still going to be putter. And he says, even in Eretz Yisrael, even if it dried out, and now if you're not able to assess it, so then we would say in Eretz Yisrael we would have to say aser, because safek orla in Chutz La'aretz is aser, but in Chutz La'aretz we'd be able to say mutter. Here's the underlined part, kasha, right? Right, ve'ein anu b'kiyin mutter b'chutz la'aretz. Right, that real assessment of this is difficult. We're not really experts. Still, so in chutz la'aretz it would be mutter. Imhaya shama at afar. So long as there's a little bit of dirt surrounding the roots, devada yesh l'kol apachu safek shahayim miskayim me'ilim. So you at least have a safek that maybe you would be able to live. Imhayu b'chluchis kagon beguma b'karka afshaloya gadol peres me'agushin levad. Even if it's not going to have enough water to sustain the growth of fruit, still as long as the tree would stay alive, that would be okay. We're not going to call this a lack of knowledge, because nobody really knows. The Piskei Tshuva says, based on the Tshuva Tzion, the one has the right to be Mekel, and therefore, says Rav Moshe, that you have the right to be Mekel, and he continues on the next paragraph, V'lachein yish lahatir be'uvda didan, one has the right to be Mekel in our case, which is in Chutz La'aretz, like the Tshuva Tzion, and like the Rashba, that's in the Beis Yosef, ve'in tzarech l'taruvus, and you're not going to need a mixture. That I'm not sure what that means, what he means by that, but you're not going to need a mixture. And if you want to be machper, tevola of bracha. By the way, the last paragraph here connects not to, to this sugya, but has to do with what we discussed in shul a couple of weeks ago, the issue of using rivers for a mikvah. Right? So he has a couple of lines here in the last paragraph. He says, V'litful benaro shelo b'makom hanar, machmas sheparutz al gidusav harbe mifnei shatav hakeshamim, kfar heid haroma shenogu lahakel. To be tovel in rivers, even where the river wasn't, because it sort of got held up, it was created because of the rain. The Rama already said that we have the right to be Mekel, and we wouldn't be Macher because many people have used this over the years. But that's really not in use anymore. Okay, so anyway, so that is the... So that is the sugya. Yeah?
I think he's saying that somebody might want to be worried about it, and therefore it was good fruit, so that it was a minority.
It's like I just lost the place here.
That's a good idea, because people will come to think you can do that with any Easter.
Where are you? Oh, here in the paragraph where he says, right, to be machmir, he suggests, right, to mix. You don't need to mix it in with other words, right? Because we discussed, right, in vatlan esul chafil is mutter here, right? He says, because we don't want to get started with that, but he says at the end of that paragraph, im yirtzel hachmir shelo lechol ba'atzmar lachlam mochrim tavo olav bracha, right? That you would be have the right, those that want to be machmir could be machmir, but medina you could be mekel. But yeah, it's interesting here that he suggests even in the tshuva lechatchila to go and be mevatel israel lechatchila, which as we've seen is a unique orla halacha. Mm-hmm. That we permit that. I think my ein mevatel israel lechatchila here to the Chabad guys has been pushed off a week, so I got to add that. I'll add that to my notes for a potential believe it or not. Shita. Okay, so that is the main thing. So Lamaisa, right, you go to Lowe's and you see a apple tree for sale, and it's got this little bag of dirt around the shoresh, so Lechora, that should be okay, meaning to go ahead and replant that as long as the dirt stays put. Now sometimes you open up the bag and all the dirt clumps out, so you need to sort of make sure that it's in a situation where it's constantly surrounded, where there's dirt always on the roots. As long as there's always dirt on the roots, it seems like one would have the right to be Mekel and not have to restart the clock.
Well, do you know how old it is?
I don't know. If they could tell you, they could tell you. If they can't tell you, so then Safik Chutzar is winter. I mean, sometimes I don't know if they come with guides or not, but if it has a guide or if it's easily attainable, how old it is, so then fine. But if it's not easily attainable, it sounds like you don't have to go and research it. You can't close your eyes and just not open the letter, not open the book that comes along with it. But you can't. But you don't necessarily have to go and find out what farm it came from and get those further details. Now the here while on the page of Shulchan Aruch, I'll just demonstrate Chaf and then move on to Chaf Ches. But Chaf is sort of a slightly different case. In Ilan Shenekar Vinishar Mishrasha Mechubar, it says if you have a tree that got uprooted and its root is in a little bit, meaning it came out, but it's still it's attached by a small root. Even ka'ove hamechet, even if it's the width of a needle, right? Shemotchin bo habege, that you use to sew your clothing, la'achar ariga, biyadua sheyocho lachios below to sefes afar, upater afilu hosef alav afar harbe. Right? And you know that it would be able to live, again, you're left with this, how long, without adding any dirt, it's still going to be putter, even if you add on a lot of dirt. Meaning, even if you then go add and add then and add a lot of dirt, you don't have to restart the count. And it sounds like here, at least, the Shulchan Aruch, again, how long does it need to live in order for that to be there? So it, you're left with the same machlokas. It sounds like in Eretz Yisrael, you would have to be a little bit more machmir. Okay. Okay, so I didn't see that much more that would be that lemaisa. So I did take the liberty to go to the end. But Simon Kaf, Sif Kaf Ches is interesting. Sort of a bit of a shas sugya. And if you take a look, I did put the page in the Beis Yosef. It's really just one line in the Beis Yosef. I think I put the Beis Yosef in Shulchan Aruch as the last two pages for the sources. Right, so the last page in here, so there's no Chaf Ches in the tour, but the Beis Yosef here quotes the following. He says, Tanya, you have a Gemara Meseches Yevamos, Kuf Chaf Beis Amar Aleph. So that is the last daf in Meseches Yevamos, where it says, Goisha Hayem Mocher Perus Beshuk, Va'amar Shel Orlehein, Shel Netarevaihein, Einon Ne'amon. He is not believed. So you have a fruit seller, and he says that that a certain fruit is Revai or Orla. He's not believed, right? He's not believed. Why? Shalashbiach mecho hu omer. Because he's just trying to pump up the price. That he thinks a young tree is good for you. So even though maybe it's not good for you, but he thinks it is good for you. So therefore, if he says that it's therefore he might be only, he's, we assume that he's only really trying to raise the price for his own interest, and he doesn't, he's not neman that is what it actually is. Similar to the reason why, what is this doing in Maseches Yevamos? So at the very end of Maseches Yevamos, it discusses the issue of a shvuya, a woman that was captured, or claimed that it was, a non-Jew claimed that they captured her. So she is, but we don't actually have proof that she was, so we don't believe him that he did or that he had done anything to her, because he might just be saying that to scare you, right? Oh, you know what I did to this woman, right? So he doesn't have nemanis for that. And continues on the Rabbeinu Yerucham, right? That filu amar miish ploni lekachtim eino neman. And if he says I bought it from this guy, he's not believed for that either. So he has no nemanis when it comes to this, and it sounds like this is even a din in Eretz Yisrael as well. We're not dividing between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. It sounds like the guy is not neman for how old the tree is. So that's tough. Like, what? That's a pretty big kula. So if we go and look it up in the Shulchan Aruch itself, so what does he say there? He says, "Ovik Chavish Hayem Ocher Peres V'Amar Shel Orlehein O Shel Netar Revaihein." He says it's Orla or Netar Revai. Eino neman, he's not believed. Even if he says I purchased it from a certain person, he's not going to have nemanus that we're going to now have to go ahead and aser these fruit. So if you go to the Shach comments, look earlier in Simon Kuf Chav Zayin, Sif Katan Chaf, what's going on there? So Kuf Chav Zayin is the section discussing Yayin Nesach, or Stam Yenam, and there also the non-Jew doesn't necessarily have nemanus, plus it could be that he has ulterior motives for saying to you what he says. Now, one more note in the Shach, and then we'll just get back to, with a note with this nemanus issue. So the Shach continues on and says, and also see Tzadi Ches, Nisbar de Orla Shinis Arva, Ena Betela Ela Beresh, that Orla requires 1/200ths or 200 times to nullify it. Vahainu, but that's only bimino. If it's only min bimino, kamosh kasav sham vaaz afil biyavish lo arminan chad betray batel. We wouldn't say 1 and 2 is batel. You would need 200 to be vatel any amount of orla. So if you have an orla apple that falls into other apples, you need 200 times it to be batel. But what about if the apple juice, orla apple juice, falls into orange juice? So he says if that's the case, so then that's lo bimino. So then it's shishim like everything else. So then it's no saint tam lifgam. It's 1/60th like other types of min be'ino minos. Okay, so that's one note that the Shach brings us. But one other thing that I saw, I only saw it on the Bar Ilan. I didn't get a chance. How did I come across this, actually, now that I think about it? Oh, looked at the Gemara in Yevamos and saw if there was any discussion there. So over there, they quote this, the Ramban. So there's a Chassam Sofer that had the follow, which then was able to find a Chassam Sofer in one of the Sarim over there. So Chassam Sofer in Yevamos. So Chassam Sofer has a tshuva where he was asked about somebody. I'll be on the computer. It is where he was asked about somebody who Dafka did want a second year fruit, and purchased something, and the Jew was advertising a second year fruit. Hi, I have the second year fruit. And then they went to him and says, hey, dude, you realize if it's really a second year fruit, it's usser because it's orla. And the guy was like, what? You know, the guy was surprised. He didn't realize that it was going to be an orla problem. So they asked the Chassam Sofer, yes, it's true that the guy doesn't have ne'emanus to say that it is the second year fruit, but perhaps the fact that this Jew was advertising it as such, perhaps that's a concept of shavya nafshi chaticha di'isura, that he created an isser on it by he himself claiming that it was a second year fruit, and that maybe moves it beyond just the ne'emanus that the guy has. So Chassam Sofer in this tshuva, so he says, you know, it's interesting. You look up the Ramban. This whole thing with the Pirus is just an interesting idea to close Orla with. The Ramban says that what is the Ramban al HaTorah in Sefer Vayikra? Yeah, says, what's the reasoning for Orla? So he says, because we want to teach patience, and we want to teach patience until the fruit is actually good. I mean, the first couple of years, the fruit really isn't so good, so therefore you should hold off on eating it until the fruit actually tastes good. To which the Chassam Sofer, so Chassam Sofer says, hey, wait a second. If that's the case, if the Ramban is right, so why would a guy be advertising it as second-year fruit? What is the Gemara talking about, right? The whole premise of the Ramban, says the whole premise of the mitzvah is that the fruit is not tasty until you get to year four, after year three, until you get to year four. And now you have this guy that says he's advertising that this is fruits in the middle of year two. Or year three, whatever, that these are orla fruit. And why is he doing it? So the Gemara suggests that, oh, he's doing it because he's trying to get a better price. He's trying to say that it's better than it really is. That's in his interest. How could it be in his interest, right? It's more of his interest to be from a mature tree rather than a less mature tree. So what's going on here? So the Ramban, the Chassam Sofer suggests, he says, no, we're not going to believe the guy. And even a Jew says that it's an early grown fruit, right? We're not going to believe him either. Okay, so why not? Meaning he's making a pretty decent claim here. So the Chassam Sofer suggests that it could be that the guy is going around saying that this is a second year fruit. I'm not sure, I guess within the third year, I don't know, before the third year, that it's a second year fruit, but it could be that the non-Jew, even if it's true, it's only maybe going according to his calendar. I mean, he says it's a third year fruit in the calendar of, in the secular calendar, but it could be that it is not a third year fruit when it comes to the Orla calendar. In the Orla calendar, it could be that the year has already passed. So he suggests that might be the way to get out of it, that the non-Jew, he's not going to be believed. And even the Jew who said it, perhaps the Jew is only premising his words on the possibility that this was on the guy's words. And even if the Jewish word has standing, it could be that the premise was based off of a wrong assumption, that it wasn't a 3 year according to the Orla calendar, it was 3 years according to the solar calendar. And therefore, we could say that the fruit, especially if we're trying to make a case that the fruit looks good and tastes good, etc., and all that, we're going to then say that it must be that it is an older fruit rather than a younger fruit, and therefore would be putter from Orla, and you can use that. So again, that might only be in Chutz La'aretz. I mean, that's what the Chassam Sofer was passing for Chutz La'aretz, but nevertheless, that was an interesting thought, perhaps, to end the sugya here on. Okay, so I guess we'll stop here. I will... next on the list is, there's a couple simanim here of Kali Ilan, Kali Hakerem, and I think Kali Begadim also. So there also, I do not intend on going through this sif by sif. Maybe figure out if there are some Lamaisa things that come out of it. And then probably, I think the next, there's Kali Behema, and then Kali Begadim. So, you know, the laws of Shaknas, so that might have some things that are a little, that are relevant. And then move on to, I think, a Frasha Skala probably come, oh, no, Pinyon Chamor, Pinyon Haben. Okay, so there's some stuff to do, even before we get to a Frasha Skala. Frasha Skala, I was thinking we'd be able to get to a Chala soon, but okay, in a couple of weeks, and then we'll see where we go from here. But plumbing the depths of Yoredeya, where very few have gone before.
Yeah, these times, anyway.